Storyteller Sandro Isaac is here to talk about his new animated project, Ava, the Lucky Girl with Two Dads, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Sandro.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Ava, the Lucky Girl with Two Dads.
Ava, the Lucky Girl with Two Dads is a 2D animated cartoon, and it's based on the book Storm MIA, which is a book that I published in 2010. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of what the book was about, was Dad and Dad get tired of waiting for the stork, so they decide to find the stork and ask for a baby. But where does the stork live? Dad and Dad go on this big adventure that ended up going across the globe. Eventually, Mom jumped in to help, and, happy ending. They find the stork and are graced with beautiful little baby Ava. But then the story carries on with a cartoon, which is this 2D series in which Ava is now 6 years old. She is this fun, smart, determined little girl. She's in second grade, and she decided that she wants to be the first woman president of the United States of America, or likely second, or third, depending on how history writes itself in the next few weeks. But before that, she needs to figure out how to become president of second grade. And it might be a little more challenging than she thinks, but she's not alone. The good thing about this project is that I got to bring a few characters from the book. So there's also Paco, Mom and Mom's son, who is her BFF. Mom and Mom are in the cartoon as well. And the stork, who decided to stop delivering babies. She is now retired, and she is Ava's campaign manager and sidekick. So it's fun adventure for kids and their parents.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
After I published the book, I started entertaining the idea of continuing the story via an animated series. But as I tried to write, the story just wasn't flowing. I kept hitting the wall. And suddenly it occurred to me that children don't really want to watch a cartoon about adults, Dad and Dad in that case. They want to identify with and follow the story of a kid, like them. So I started telling Ava's story instead. And Dad and Dad just kind of along for the ride. And it started working very well. And the fact that Dad and Dad traveled across the globe to find the stork and get little baby Ava just meant to me that she would be nothing less than limitless. So that's why Ava for President came about.
What do you hope to accomplish with your Kickstarter campaign?
The main goal is to raise money to produce the best animated pilot or series I can. That's Kickstarter, crowdfunding. I also want children of same-gender couples to feel more included, not from a borrowed universe in which they're just guests or on the outside looking in. I want them to feel like they belong. I want them to have their cartoon.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
The same I have for civil rights in general. I want everyone to have opportunities in life and be treated with the same level of respect. And I think it needs to start as early in life as childhood. And that's where I like to come in. Most children live a huge chunk of their lives in their imagination. That's where I want to help, by showing that we all belong and we can be anything we want to be. That's why I'm creating a cartoon that features same-gender parents and their kids as a natural part of life, not as something special or different. And I also want kids to know and understand they can be anything they want to be, especially little girls. The possibilities are endless.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Definitely love for things to be simpler, for people to understand that two people that love each other and want to build a family together are a threat to no one, that people being who they are a much smaller danger than the violence of trying to control the lives of others. And for people to understand that the Bible is a book of tales, not a moral manual. We also agree that the separation between church and state became a real thing and not just an idea as well.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Being a teenager isn't easy, whether you're being bullied or not. So everything is changing so fast, but I would tell them to find someone they can talk to. That things may seem tough, but they might be a little easier if they feel like they're not alone. Even if they're scared, to try to be strong and carry on. At some point, things will get better, so focus on that. But above all, don't let people's insecurities tell you who you are. You know who you are, and you are amazing.
how can people get information about your animation project, Ava, the Lucky Girl with Two Dads?
Well, the easiest way is to visit www.voteforava.com and click there to go to the project. There is even a video of me trying to be cool and tell you about it. And there are also awesome awards for the backers there for you to check it out. Just go there and check it out.
What other projects are you working on?
I just finished shooting season 3 of Amazon Studios' Mozart in the Jungle. As an actor, I play Apple. But I'm also slowly working on a couple of other children's projects. One children's book that also talks about inclusion, not necessarily LGBT inclusion, but inclusion in general. And a TV show with puppets and food. Can't tell you much more about that right now.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes. How can we help make Ava the Lucky Girl with Two Dads happen? Well, first you check out the project at www.voteforava.com. Click there to go to the Kickstarter link. And if you can contribute financially, that would be great. Any amount is welcome. I just want to make this happen and create the best animated pilot I can. And if possibility presents itself, the best animated series. But if you don't have the money, you can also help by posting on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, tell all your friends. If you think of anyone that is in the press business that you think might be interested in publishing something about it, tell them. Just let's get the word out there.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Be the best version of you that you can be and keep moving forward. Backwards is not an option. You know, learn with the past to better yourself. Keep moving forward. It's not about trying to be the best of all. It's trying to be the best you can be.